The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everyone. Andy Brownell along with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results here at News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, Andy.
First of all, I guess we better acknowledge that you and everybody in the Wabasha community has had just a devastating week.
Oh, boy, that's an understatement. It has been a tough, tough week for a lot of people. And, you know, I know that personally, I mean, I know all of the people, you know, all six people that were on the boat and definitely close friends with some of them, you know, and acquaintances with the others. And it wakes me up in the middle of the night and I lay awake and think about it. I just can't even imagine what the families, well, I can because I've gone through it. I mean, I had a sister that was 19 killed in a car accident and I don't forget that. You don't forget.
No.
My heart hurts so bad for those three families, so bad. And for those 13 kids that were affected, you know, it's just heart wrenching.
Well, I know it's not much of a condolence, but I hope they know that everybody who is aware of what happened is feeling the same way.
I think they definitely are feeling it. On Monday, we had just a community prayer service at St. Felix, and the church was packed to the gills. The entire auditorium next door was packed. And I mean, there were, I don't know, 600-700 people. This is a town of 2,500. So there were a lot of people there showing their support. And, you know, every day they're getting inundated with people bringing things to their houses. And I've said it before, but Wabasha is a very special community. And sure, I'm biased because I was born and raised there, but that community cares about each other and put everything else aside. Their differences of which church they go to or which side they're on politics, they're just all pulled together and support each other. And it's a beautiful feeling.
Yes. It's an idyllic little town over there along the river. And I'm sure that just amplifies it because, as you point out, it's a close-knit community. I have a nephew who lives there and he, you know, hasn't lived there that long, but he knew everybody.
Right. It would be really hard for me to believe that there are any people in the town that weren't touched by at least one of the people on that boat's lives. Okay. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
It's very sad, but in another sad week coming up with the wakes and the funerals, and then another gal just passed this week who was just a year ahead of me in high school, and it's like enough sadness already.
Another sad reminder that we can't take anything for granted either.
And you know what else? It helps me put things in perspective when it comes to work, because when people are saying, oh my gosh, Robin, we've been on the market 40 days and we're not sold, I think, but you know what? You're alive, you're healthy, you're not going through a tragedy. And of course, I'm not so cold-hearted that I say that, but I feel like let's just keep everything in perspective. It's a different market and things have slowed way down. As a matter of fact, in my last two market reports, the one last month said that the average days on market for the houses that had closed in the previous 6 months was like 21 days. And this month, the average days, now there's only one more month to be added into those averages, right? And the average days on market went from like 21 to 43. So that means that it's really been taking, you know, the ones that sold last month had been on the market 40, 50, 60 days. So it's taking longer and it's just a whole bunch of things combined that's making that happen. But at the end of the day, it's something that we cannot control and we definitely don't need to stress about it. So the most important thing that I can say is if you have your house on the market or you're in the market to purchase, make sure you have a clear understanding of what's going on in the market. And that's something that your realtor should be able to explain to you and set you up for realistic expectations, because it doesn't do us any good. You know, I had somebody in my office yesterday and she told me what she wants to get for her house. And then I had to show her all the comps and told her what she will likely get for her house. And those numbers don't match up. And it's not about, it's not a wishing game, right? It's not about saying, this is what I want. I wish it worked like that, you know, but it doesn't. And so just understanding what's going on in the market will help, but we'll get through it. You know, like everything else, real estate is very cyclical. So we go from having balanced markets to seller's markets to buyer's markets back to balanced markets, and it changes. Just understand where you're at in the path.
But the silver lining of this, that last market report you shared, if you're patient, it seems as if you are getting close to the asking price.
Yes. The house, it's not. That's the thing. People automatically assume that if it's taking longer to sell the house, that the house becomes less valuable. It's just a simple supply and demand thing. If you have fewer buyers in the market than you have listings available, they're going to sit longer. If you have more buyers and fewer listings, they're going to sell really fast. Doesn't necessarily change the value. Just because you have, now, if you have a bidding war and you have several people fighting for one, yes, you might go a few thousand over and it might change the value. But not really, because the house is still worth what it's worth. Somebody just decided to pay more than it's worth.
Sure.
And sometimes a seller gets impatient. They don't want to wait any longer, so they will sell for less than it's worth. But my point is, the days on market doesn't change the value of the house. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you have always said that the key to any market, but especially this type of market, is to price the home correctly. So it
and it's never
reflects
been more
the
important. Value. And it's never been more important than it is right now. And so, therefore, if the house is priced right, the statistics show that it's still going to sell for somewhere between 97% and 100% of its value. And it's been this way for the last couple of years. You know, before it was, it'll sell for 105% or whatever when the rates were low. But it's not like, oh, all of a sudden houses are selling at 85% of their value. It's nothing like that, guys.
And we're back to, once again, gosh, the COVID pandemic wrecked everybody's perspective of everything, didn't it? Because this is the normal business cycle. You go through external influences that impact people's view of what's happening and affects their behavior.
Correct.
And guess what? Something will happen as well that might trigger them to all get back into the market.
So you're hearing, oh, rates ticked up again this week. Rates ticked up against this week. So then people think, they just imagine in their head that we're paying over 7%. But the fact of the matter is according to Freddie Mac, the average 30-year rate ticked up to 6.55 this week. And if you look at what, I think, who is this? Mortgage News Daily, they said that it ticked up to 6.68. Now, it was starting at 6.43. So it did go up a little bit, but it's still mid to high sixes, which, again, we've talked about this over and over. But if we look at the last 40 years and average out what the mortgage rate has been, the average over 40 years has been like 7.1%. Yeah. So our interest rates are good.
I've told you this before. My dad used to brag all the time when he had 7% on his house. You're never going to see a rate this low ever again.
And he believed it, you know.
Well, it was for that time period. It was a great rate.
Right.
Oh,
so inflation is easing. It was 3.5% in June. The analyst expectations were 3.8%. So hopefully, you know, we're going to continue the cost of fuel. Hopefully will not start rising again. It's been kind of holding in that, well, in our market, at least in the high threes, 369, 379.
Yeah, you people in Wabasha who pay cheap gasoline prices.
We do get cheap gasoline prices.
I know you do.
I told you, it's a great place, that Wabasha. Pending sales were down. I mean, month over month, they were down by 5.4%. Again, not super unusual because, especially, I can only speak to our market. That's where I'm an expert. Minnesota, Southeast Minnesota market. Okay. We have a short-lived summer. Now, people lately don't feel like that because we've had a good stretch of some hot days. But, you know, overall, we've have a short-lived summer. And so people do want to take some vacations. They do want to get out and spend time outside, and they want to go on picnics or hikes or, you know, to the river or to the pool or do those things. And so house shopping isn't necessarily going to be their priority. Definitely spring and fall is a much more optimal time to do that because it beats like dead of winter cold, but you're not wasting the summer months that you do have. We've held open houses throughout June and July, but boy, we have seen some very, very slow foot traffic. Not a lot of people through.
Yeah, people are busy on the weekends, especially.
Yep, absolutely. They got better things to do, I guess.
All right, Robin, we'll take a quick break. Come right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And we've been talking, of course, about the real estate market here in the Rochester area in southeastern Minnesota. And Robin, I actually heard this on the broadcast news, and the lead-in headline for the story was disappointing news in the housing market. Well, and then the next sentence was new housing starts were up 19% from the previous month. I thought, oh, well, okay, that didn't really match up well. And then it went on to say, but there are storm clouds on the horizon because the number of building permits for next month is down 3%. I'm like, oh, it's still going to be up considerably from what it was 2 months ago.
Yeah, up 19% and then down 3. Okay, that's still positive 16%, guys.
16, yeah, exactly. Like I say, in the news business, it's an unfortunate reality. Negative things attract more attention than positive.
Well, headlines are supposed to be powerful. They're supposed to capture the audience. Now, the important part is when you're attracted to that headline, read the entire article, please.
Yeah, you might glean a few more additional perspectives, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I can always tell when I have conversations with people who read the entire article and who reads just the headlines. So anyway, things are not gloom and doom. As a matter of fact, the National Association of Realtors says that the nationwide median sale price, I want to say, let me see if I can find it. My point is it's pretty close to ours. Okay. And for a long time while I've been in this business and even doing this radio show, ours has been pretty far below the national average. And I think right now we're like 30,000 below the national average. I think it's like 465 at the national level and 435 at the local level. I can't find the numbers, but it's very close to that. So it just says that our real estate in our market continues to get more and more valuable.
And there's no end in sight.
There is no end in sight.
Amount of investment being made in this community. It's
correct.
You know, you're going to go through a difficult time while the construction is taking place.
Correct.
But you come out on the other side of this, there's going to be a lot of activity.
I agree. I agree 100%. So I feel like the whatever we can see on the horizon regarding real estate here in Southeast Minnesota is very, very positive. So to the sellers who feel like, oh, geez, of course, I waited till now to sell and now the whole market's going to crash. Everything's going to fall apart and I'm going to have to sell my house for pennies on the dollar. Nope, 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 nope. That's not what's happening.
Especially if you go back and review what they paid for the house.
Bingo. Even people who have just lived in it a couple of years and say, oh, man, I'm not even going to make any money. By the time I sell it and pay my expense to sell, I'm going to get exactly what I put into it 2 years ago. I say, wow, what you're telling me is you've lived for free for 2 years? Like, where can you rent for free for 2 years or for any time? And they're like, oh, never thought about that. It has been a very, very affordable way to live. Well, not only affordable, but you got to control whether you had pets or not. You got to control what color you painted the kitchen walls or, you know, anything you did because you owned it. So I would say that very seldomly have I run into anybody that's honestly taking a loss on real estate in our market.
And plus, the time span that you're talking about, it used to be, this was not that long ago, that if you were to buy into a home to get to that magical break-even point that you're talking about there that basically equates to you live there for free would be 4 or 5 years.
I was going to say five. Yep. I can remember very clearly. I was like, if you're trying to sell before 5 years, don't expect to profit.
Yeah. And now you're talking 2 to 3.
Right.
That should be a pretty strong indicator in itself right there.
Is exactly. Yeah. So again, I mean, I sound like a broken record, but we have a very, very, very healthy real estate market and we are grateful for that. And, certainly not going to buy into any of the negative. Oh, but you just wait, you just hang on. It's coming. It's coming. Nothing's coming.
As you pointed out before, nationwide and even particularly locally, there remains an extraordinarily large shortage of inventory.
Yes.
We're thousands of homes behind what's needed at the current time.
Absolutely. So even though it doesn't feel that way, and the only reason it doesn't feel that way is a lot of people who are ready to buy. And when I say ready to buy, that means they are qualified to buy. They've actually already been pre-approved to buy, but they're still opting to sit on the sidelines because they are the people who only read the headlines.
Yep. I want to go back to something you said before we took the break, that you still see the multiple offer situations.
We do.
Is there any particular commonality that you find for the homes that attract the multiple?
Yes.
Is it they're just in pristine shape? Is that one of them?
Bingo. That's definitely one of them. I'll tell you some things that people absolutely love when they go in to look at a house. When you can tell by the outside how well the outside of a home is manicured, lawn looks great, flowers look great, we're not being met by cobwebs on the front porch. When you can tell by the outside how good the inside is going to look, that is a win, all right? And you know, as a realtor who shows and sells a lot of houses, you know this one's a winner before you even get in. And then you get in and you see how immaculate it is, how well maintained it is. And then if it's on top of all that priced right, there you go. That's the menu for multiple offers.
The trifecta.
The trifecta. And when you can find one that's a one owner home, especially when it's a house that's been built in the 60s or 70s or 80s, and the same family has had it that entire time and they have loved it and it's very obvious that they have loved it and cared for it, those become very coveted gems.
Mm. All right. Well, Rob, we do need to take a break. Well, okay. Come right back with more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Here at News Talk 1340, KROC AM 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And Robin, I saw on Facebook you had photos of the view from that condo.
Yeah.
In Wabasha and the interior. Wowzer.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It is 45 minutes away from Rochester. A lot of people in Rochester feel like Wabasha is their second home. And I'm one of those people. You know, I feel like I have a home in Rochester, a home in Wabasha. And when I say that, I don't just mean a physical home. I mean a sense of community, you know, belonging to both places. And a lot of Rochester people do feel like they belong in Wabasha because they've been camping there for years or boating there for years, right, or have a summer home there or whatever. And they are the people who do not take those views for granted. But a lot of people who really haven't ever spent any time over there are like, oh my gosh, why would you want to drive every day 45 minutes one way? Well, first of all, I'm a realtor, so all I do is drive all day. So it really doesn't matter if it's in circles around town or if there's, you know, that transportation from home to work. But yes, that condo is gorgeous. And then I listed, that's on Lawrence Boulevard. And then I listed a house on Lawrence Boulevard, just kind of behind the post office, two doors down from the Eagle Center. And that one didn't even make it a week. That one is under contract and we'll be having the inspection, but just beautiful properties. The condo is, you know, the third floor. So it's really up there. It's an end unit. So it's got views from three sides of the building, actually. And it has a, you know, you can look down river. You can look across the river. You can look up river. I mean, it's just gorgeous, absolutely great view. And the condo's been remodeled and it's furnished with high-end furnishings and it's got, I mean, it's a beautiful place. So that is for sale. And if somebody's looking to retire to Wabasha and they think, well, we're not quite to retirement age yet, have you been listening? Prices are only going to continue to go up, up, up. So if you're thinking, man, I would love to get into that condo building, now might be the time. And then just in the meantime, enjoy it on the weekends when you can get over there. But then when retirement comes, there you go. Make it your new home because you're not going to have to downsize much. It's got quite a few square feet and plenty of rooms for all your things or anything that you need anyway. It's over 2,000 square feet and it's got two bedrooms and then an office, which could most definitely be a third bedroom, and three bathrooms, two garage stalls. I mean, super great place.
We've been talking about the photos. People can go to gwaltneygroup.com and look at those photos.
Yes, they can. And that one is for sale for $850. The house that was on Lawrence Boulevard was actually listed very similar in price, $825. But again, like I said, that one is gone. But the condo's there. And that's two different buyers that would want a condo and a single family house, typically. Let's see, what else do I have? Well, if you're looking for something in Chatfield, I have 703 James Street Northeast, which was built in 1993. It's over 3,000 square foot two-story with four bedrooms and four baths and a two-car garage, and you can have that for $489.9. In Rochester, we have 4234 Fern Avenue Southeast, and that's a two-bed, two-bath, and it is a 1,236 square feet. So that one is $299. Here's another place in Wabasha. This one is another house that is got riverfront. It's down. Some people don't realize that the prairie is considered Wabasha as far as we're concerned, but it's down by the Pioneer Supper Club.
Okay.
And it's just maybe a short walk to the Pioneer Supper Club, but it has water rights and has a dock and has amazing views. And this is an older place. It was built in 1965, but it's been well loved, and it's a 2-bed, 3-bath home, just under 2,000 square feet, has a 2-car garage, and this is all for $650,000. To get on the water for $650,000, right. That's a rare opportunity. I have a super cute house at 505 Maiden Avenue in Wabasha, and this is an old 2-story that's been given a facelift. It's gotten new kitchen cabinets, new kitchen counters, bathrooms remodeled, paint throughout, new carpet throughout. So it feels very fresh and nice and move-in ready. And this one was built in, you ready for this? 1857.
Oh, cool.
But it feels amazing. And it's a nice lot. It's just about an acre. It has a big, no attached garage or anything, but it has a standalone big pole shed that you can definitely park as many cars in there as you want, or park your cars, use it for a workshop, whatever. And all that for $265,000.
Oh, wow, really?
Yep.
Jeepers.
And in Rochester, I have a beauty at 1116 Knoll Court Northwest. And this one is 4 beds, 3 baths, 3,391 square feet, 2-car garage, $449,000. That little neighborhood over there is just beautiful.
Right. I know exactly where that's at.
My sellers are actually dreading moving away from their neighbors because they love it, but they're going to be moving next door to their daughter. So, you know, that maybe takes precedence.
Yep.
I have 3598 50th Avenue. This is a really rare opportunity. It started as a manufactured home. And then the owner, one of the owners along the way, I don't know if it was the original one, started building additions, like additions to the east, additions to the west, additions to the north, additions to the south, lots of rooms. The house now has 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms and 2,943 square feet and a 3-car garage. And you can, and it's sitting on 2.26 acres. And you can get all of that for $344,900.
Wow, that's a lot of square footage for that much.
Yes, it is. So for, I thought, a smart, young professional who wants to buy it and rent out some bedrooms and use that rent money to pay the mortgage, so smart. And then eventually maybe keep it as a rental and move out of it or sell it and take what you make as your down payment. So, I mean, it could be a very handy tool for some young investor. Or if you just have a big family and don't want to spend $500,000 to get a house big enough for everybody with a great big 2-acre yard, this is a rare opportunity.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, Robin, if somebody's interested in these properties, they, you know, have been thinking about getting in there and looking around, or they have a home that they'd like to sell, how do they get a hold of Robin Gwaltney?
Yes, please do. Oh, yeah, I have to say one more thing. The 2026 Real Trends came out, the results, and verified us as the number one large team in Southeast Minnesota. I don't know if that's maybe 10 years in a row or something, but yeah, we're super excited about that. So yes, if you'd like to work with us, we have a lot of experience. Feel free to call my cell phone. You'll get me directly. That number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin, thank you so much for your time, and we'll chat again next Saturday.
Thank you, Andy.
All right, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.